Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay, you're listening to the Cosmic Philosopher, and this is Black Talk Radio Show. I'm Tim Aldridge. Okay. Well, the world doesn't change overnight. What I would like to talk about right now is something that is repetition about the condition of the world society is what I have to keep on repeating, because I am not dealing with the gods above when I talk to earthling people like myself. And to even further talk to hominid, sodomite beings, okay, that this is a serious confusion. Confusion which there is a division between civilization, knowledge, and a system of what I would say, as it were, gibberish, because what the problem that I am facing now, as a person who grew up in church. Now, if I had remained in the church and say things that I read in the Bible, if I was still thinking about the Bible, and only have the Adam and Eve story to talk about, I tell you, I wouldn't be sitting here talking. No, I wouldn't. It's not just that I couldn't, but it is because I wouldn't have the knowledge to speak from. I could not hold a conversation in the context of civilization. I couldn't do that. But because I have read history, that in my church, nobody read history. Now, I am experiencing hardship to make good communication between me and people who are believers like I do. Back all the years, Christianity. I thought Christianity was a good thing. Today, I scorn Christianity. When I look at the invaders, the Sodomite invaders, and I read what has happened into the past 100,000 years ago, I have a very, very, very hard, sorrowful time. Because white people do not make any civilized sense when it comes to talking about the planet Earth and what we know about the planet Earth. The only thing these white people know about is to dig up the ground, do all kind of stuff, kind of good things out of the ground to make money, and that's all they know. Okay? They find way to destroy African people and steal what we have. That's all white people do. Now, you might want to think and say, why am I saying that? Well, they are invaders. You don't know that. You do not know that yet, that white people are invaders. Otherwise, you'd have to go to Europe to know them. Okay? Well, what you think I am doing? Like just getting outraged for nothing? No. I am well thought about what I'm saying. Because I was thought about church and where church come from, and I know the life these white sodomite hominids, I know about them first on when I read the World History textbook. Okay? And I know about the mental deterioration that the white people with their disease put the virus in our bloodstream so that our brain gone below these sodomite white people brain. Because now they are able to say they are They are they can say that they are having a government. And they think that everybody must be under their government. That's what they are thinking. And we are the victim who come under them because we don't know no better, because we don't have any brain to stand up to establish, to administrate the government under which we were created. And these faggots are telling us we are created by their faggot God in the Bible. Yeah, the God that they talk about, Abraham and all that old bunch of trash, nonsense. Yeah, they come up with all of that. They didn't have a Abraham in Europe. They talk about us, right? And tell us, yeah, that where we're coming from with Adam and Eve. Listen to me. I am under a lot of stress when I realize that our human world, the civilized part of our human world, which you can all define anybody who understand what civilization is. And see these white people right now? They scatter all over the world. Where they come from? You don't read about them. No, because you're in the Bible and you're praising Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is not, has never been a living creature. You're reading what these sodomite white people write and telling you, believe in Jesus, but you don't have a knowledge to lead you to Jesus. When I talk to people who have good education and read, I find out that they are not in sync with words. They're not in sync with words. And look, I am talking about civilized things on YouTube, right? I am making good argument that comes from the World History textbook that shows white people are not human beings. They are the first to walk upright on planet Earth, long before the gods came from above and long before we were created by the gods that came from above. White people are not human beings. And we are reduced to believing that they are, so that they can be talking all these old bunch of faggot, old bunch of homosexual, with the attitude of when they run to Lot's house in Genesis 19. You never read that. Look, I find out that my people who I grow up with don't understand pure linguistic words. They don't. They go to school, and I have a brother with a PhD, and that brother refused to have communication with me. He is an educated man. I'm 6 years older than him, and he's well known in England. He worked with the BBC for quite a few years as a broadcaster. Yeah, he does. Aldred. Yeah. Joseph Aldred. Right? He is. And he will not talk to me because guess what? He cannot go into history. History, that is a record of the past. Bible is not a record of any past. Even this morning, my cousin called me and he decided to have an extended conversation with me. And we were talking. And I asked him a few questions, such as, what kind of a state of mind a person has to have to believe the things in the Bible? I sound like a easy question, right? Until this moment, we ended the conversation like maybe 3 hours ago. And we were talking for about, say, maybe a good hour and a half. My cousin is not able to tell me. He began to, move around and talk in something completely different. So I see, he must realize what a snare he's walking into. If he's to answer what state of mind the Bible say you are to have to believe in those things in the Bible. I mean, the raw lies them in the Bible. Jesus denial, he don't want to die on the cross for the sins of people no more. When he and his father in the Bible say it, before the foundation of the world, and my cousin know the Bible say that, and still will not answer the question. All right, we talk about God is perfect and all-knowing, and he ordained all things. We talk about all that, right? We talk about the New Testament said, You are to, God gave some apostles, prophets, deacons, evangelists, prophets for the perfecting of the saints, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the knowledge of the Son of God unto us. And I'm saying in the face of he's not answering the questions of the Bible when he sees that it's going to drag him in a direction he cannot afford to affirm. I understand why he is thinking that way. Because I was, from 7 years of age, a Christian. And he's calling, I have to tell him that, he's a backslider because he's not performing what the Bible asks for. I said, look, when he's talking about, he's questioning history too, like my brother. He's questioning, like, why am I saying certain things. I said, but is the Bible say that? You don't ask me that. It's not me. And my cousin is a minister. He has a church. He's, a new church he's building. He's putting up a church, right? And he's, got to be doing, well enough to, like, feel good about his progress, as a pastor in the church and things like that. But my cousin and my brother fail to see the command and the responsibility a person has to read and understand what they're reading. No. In my early years, as an adult, because remember, I'm from age 7, right? And, I didn't, like I always mention that I only read on the fourth grade level from I grow up until whichever little reading I get to do. I was reading fourth grade level comprehension. Anybody today, the world at large would understand reading level at fourth grade level is not, that's not where you end up. You should, by the time you age up out of even primary school, you should be reading higher than that because you go up like about sixth grade in West Indies, Jamaica, where I come from, right? You read on to sixth grade and you leave primary school and go to other higher school from there. And I, at 27 years old, was reading fourth grade level. Okay, like I always say, I come from 100% slavery mentality country, okay? And a lot of people want you to forget that. Jamaicans
come from white people's slavery. There's no getting around that. Okay. Now, about how long we were enslaved in Jamaica? I'd say about 200 years or so. Right? Now, for you to be under a system that abuse you and don't subscribe to good schooling and education, you don't get that privilege. What do you expect that, I mean, at least you have, you know, a good two different generation there, you know, or going into like about three generation in slavery. So what do you think we know? We know all the attitude and way of life that is slavery by white people, sodomite. They are sodomite. How many of our people did they turn sodomite? So you look at white people today and you see all the churches around and you don't think it's white people set up these churches. You don't think so. Yet it's them. So what happened when you accept these old bunch of junk in a Genesis about God making Adam and Eve and later on about Abraham, all those things. And you're reading those things and digest them. That's my life experience. That is my life experience. Now, when I talk these things, a lot of people don't claim to not understanding what I am saying. It is the history. So when I tell you that we are retarded over the past 100,000 years, is there sense in what I say when I'm actually pointing out the life I and the other people who grew up with me, that's what we grew up into. And then, my dearest cousin, does not recognize a contradiction in the Bible. Whereas, if somebody says something is true and you get to test it using a source to test whether or not they are making sense. Because if you can't make sense, you don't know what you're doing. You see what I mean? That's all to it. When I asked my cousin, can he tell me the difference between believe and knowledge? I asked my cousin several times. He will not answer. He goes off and begins to talk about something that we are not talking about. We cannot resolve that because this is someone in society that is looked upon and recognized as one who go around the pulpit and preach to people. Yet still, I am somebody, I read, it's just up to high school. I read to high school graduate level, reading school. And the last test I took, I left school and graduate. I the last test, reading test I took, I am reading on 12.12 level. Reading comprehension. So a little, quite a bit of distance away from fourth grade level, right? Because if I am now reading at 12 and I was four, so that means I go up like a full 8th grade level above my fourth grade level that I was reading when I went in and began the high school graduation courses. You see what I mean? So, I am really thankful and happy that I was able to go through this experience of trying to read and understand issues, way up, above where I was at fourth grade level. Now, you want to tell me now, when I begin now to raise my judgment, my distinction, and all those academic type of elements in my head, you want to tell me when I talk to people now, I could be worse off? You mean I am worse off now? You know, I was just believing everything in the Bible when I read on the fourth grade level. And even after I graduate, and you listen to me carefully, because I am not in any joking. I am telling you the full truth about my experience. When I read fourth grade level, I was very limited. There's a lot of things I could not participate in, right? So now I am reading, like, I'm reading, what is it? Like 12 grade on top of that. Like, I'm now, like, reading 12 now. And so it's like about, I was fourth grade level, and now I end up reading 12.12. So, I mean, you know, so there, I mean, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. So I am reading at about 16 grades higher, right? 16 grades higher. You want to tell me that my reading knowledge that I graduate with, you want to tell me that I am, well, just think that when I was at fourth grade level, I mean, nobody was laughing at me or nobody, but I wasn't getting into anything over my head either. So I wasn't making any waves at fourth grade level reading, right? And I didn't have any problem. I was still going to the church and stuff like that, and wasn't finding any fault with the Bible. But when I graduated from adult high school, there was an obvious change in me that I recognized, and that change was, immediately, I was affected by the knowledge of words and the comprehension that I had. It affected me. Yes, the change was pretty much, it affected me. And I knew that I am not the same person along the line of reading comprehension. I was changed linguistically. The knowledge to speak and to represent what I have in mind, it became different, because there was a rising of my understanding. Right? So I realized that I am talking with a different attitude. You see what I mean? I'm talking with a different attitude. you think that you are in this world, and what makes you feel like a good person or whatever person you want to be? Was it that what you have learned to read and to grasp things from your reading comprehension, and you just think, well, go on further than where I read. I'm just high school. You go to college. You go to university. You think of how much intellectual power you can generate with reading, college, or university? Look, you should not be reading and calling things what it is not. You are beyond that. You know? So today, when I am talking to people about things that I have learned with this reading comprehension, and I do think that, I've been doing a lot of reading since then, since I left high school with 12th grade reading. Yeah, I got to be way beyond that now. When I'm talking to anybody, I am sure that I am talking with that amount of maturity in looking at words and assessing the word energy, the power in that word, and begin to behave with that kind of sense. When I ask someone to tell me the difference between knowledge and believe, believe is a doing word, okay? It's a doing word. Knowledge is a noun, right? Knowledge have a whole lot of things in there. Knowledge is a whole lot of knowledge, of understanding, and, you know, all the things that gives you, you know, the things that give you the ability to maneuver and to create results, whatever result you want. People with good knowledge, some do wonderful things, and some do evil things, right? I didn't go the evil way. I did not go the evil way. I know that. And the people that I encounter, from a judge, a federal judge, and lower court judges, quite a bit of them. I live off more reason, a higher sense of reason, than I live off academic school knowledge, where you get in a school. Now, that is good. That is good. But I tell you what, if you just have mere school academic knowledge, and it doesn't get you into certain philosophy and concepts, you're doing well. We're reading and stuff like that. But I tell you what, to mingle your knowledge with reason that you're born with, intelligent reason that you're born with, that when you go to school and learn to read, that's what you're going to use to learn, is what you're born with. You take it to school and you're going to learn these kind of knowledge now that equip you to do things. Okay, but you see, just the knowledge alone without proper reasoning, you're not going to do well. You see? So if you don't understand the difference between what the learning in school gives you knowledge. And guess what? It didn't give you. It didn't give you a sense of reason. You're born with that. And as you develop, the more you are more smart, you're smarter and stuff like that. But if you don't get the academic education and you have your reason, you're going to be vastly limited. You're going to be very, very limited if you are short. For example, there are a lot of things that, you know, I could draw a few things as reference. What I'm saying about you're born with reasoning. Let's say we're talking about, I'm not talking about hominid crossbreed creatures. I'm not talking about those kind of people. I'm talking about civilized people. We're in the world history textbook tell you that hominid is the first to walk upright upon the earth, bipedal, okay, a monkey. And we hybrid people that I am talking about, we came about millions of years after they were evolved. Okay? That's the fact. Well, if you didn't read and get it together, like I am saying, you don't know the difference still. After you way up in a college and university, you cannot tell me the difference between knowledge and belief. This is the problem I'm telling you about. You can make computer and all kind of different things, and I cannot do it. But I can tell you what is civilization. I can tell you the difference between knowledge and belief. I can tell you that and a whole bunch of stuff like that. I can tell you about the calendar, the first calendar, not the one what the sodomites are making. You see, and I will read the Bible and things that I used to believe, I find out now words is telling me something completely different, like wise men following a star. Good. I know what contradiction is. So if I read something that is going in the opposite direction of what it's supposed to mean, I can tell you, right? And the Bible is an example that I can show you now that what we believe in the Bible, you believe it and you will believe it until you're dead because you're just believing things and you never get no real good knowledge to master the things that you are learning. You have to come from the womb with that, okay? And as you grow, it develops. So when you go to school, they're going to teach you some things, and that is going to hinge and coupled with your reason, your reasoning, and the knowledge that you gain. Knowledge and reasoning go together. And when you don't know that, that's when conflict comes with, say, a person who has good reasoning and they get good education, and when they blend that together, you'll find that they're very smart. Those are people hard to beat. Now, it depends on how much of it you amass together will be the result of how you impact things on people around you. You see what I mean? All right, in my case, I have a disciplined sense of reasoning, okay? I mean, apart from me reading, I have a powerful sense of reasoning, right? And I am not an inventor of anything or not like that. When it comes to, like, psychological thinking and positive following no contrast, no yes, have good sense of distinction, okay, and know context. When something begin with a context, you can follow it. And if somebody is not following it, that reasoning is going to tell you, say, no, you're gone astray. You see what I mean? Now, this is the problem here, what I am having. People will not call me and talk to me like, let's say, used to be like a few, you know, a few months ago or a few years ago. I begin to delve into prehistory and, you know, common history. And I realize a change in my dealing with people, and especially people who have education. Because they have the education, but they won't stick to proper reasoning. You see, they have like a cultural twist that puts them away from just using their reasoning and what they read. I find that out. All right, so I realize that I cause a lot of people to be angry with me, and don't want to like have communication with me, because guess what? If you can tolerate this, I have a higher sense. I have a higher sense of things, of objects and subjects, than they have, because they are still, you know, treating issues in a way that's not what the final result should be. They believe, they open up to more believing something rather than having knowledge of it. And there goes, that is what I find out. My reading comprehension and my sense to reason out what you put in front of me. You see what I mean? I am strict on time and space. Yeah, I am disciplined with that. And when you have issues going on that you're dealing with, whether somebody or you may be interrogating stuff in your own mind, if you hold on to a church kind of concept, you won't be able to read and understand things and maintain the discipline of the issue that you're dealing with. You cannot. You won't do that, because the church slack up your mind and destroy your discipline of reason and knowledge. The church totally messed that up. I am to tell you that, because I'm Christian from age 7, and remember, I tell you, it is important that I read fourth grade level until I was 27 years of age, and then go to adult high school after that. Right? So it is about, I don't depend on people to tell me certain things that, you know, I don't hear anybody talking about. Well, somewhere along the line, I was maybe about 60 years of age. I have in my mind the issue of the society, you know, in the world. I think about that. and I was like, you know, having a cloud over my eye, over my, a cloud over my inner eye, not the external side. I was not grasping at what things are. And the society around me. And I wonder, could we, I look at the what you call it now, the chaotic way in which society thinks. And I wonder if we all could agree upon, you know, things that is important for us to agree with. You know, could we, can we come together? Can we agree, you know, on things that we should agree on instead of being, you know, biased against each other and disliking each other and stuff like that? And I get the answer from myself. Can't we? Well, I am a human, like other human. And we make up with the same basic type of sense of reason and ability to acquire knowledge, right? So the answer to me was yes. People can come together if they want. That's the answer I find in me, and I think it is true for everyone, that all of us could come together if we wanted, but something is hindering us. And what is hindering us is the church. And you may not even agree with that. In my reading and identifying causes that blocks us civilized human beings from coming together, especially you talking about now the civilized people that is created in South Africa 200,000 years ago. We were together. We didn't have no problem of togetherness, if you read and see that. We developed for about 100,000 years. From where we started 200,000 years ago. The first 100,000 years, we were perfect people. I don't read anything that says we had disease and trouble with all kind of nonsense. No. But there came a time 100,000 years ago when we, some of us, not all of us, some of us, were leaving Africa to come into the Western world. There was nobody here. Okay? If you don't know what I'm saying, you won't be able to, like, land any judgment on what I'm saying, because you will have to know the facts of issues before you render any judgment on it. Well, I'm telling you, this is what I read about African people. Not white people, because white people don't belong among us. They have different, taxonomic blood inside of them. They have a different brain beside us. They want to tell us we have the same brain. We do not. We don't have the same brain. They want to look and talk like civilized people. That's what they want to do. But the history book tells you where they come from. They can't be human, but them, I tell you, them are human. Every chance them get, they're telling you that they are human, and they are none of it. And they out there right now, you look at them, okay, and the government that they run in, you will be shocked to know that they learn every single thing that, except the criminal foolishness them that they have, and the sodomite that they are. They didn't learn none of that from us. But institutions and things of civilization that are established, that we established, that's what they are in the World History textbook, I can go to and tell you that's where they learn it from. They learn from us about government and law and stuff like that. But you see them? They are not humans. How many of us they kill since they come to the Western world they came here to the Western world. Let's say what they call the last century, B.C., right? But they come before that. They come like from up in the 4,000 B.C. They follow us to the Western world, okay? If you think they didn't follow us, step back about where these white people come from. They develop in Africa, yeah. And where does history say, did they go? It's Europe. They go to Europe. Now, if you can change what I'm saying, call me and change me. Change it. Because I'm telling you from the World History textbook, right? This is a book that I don't know any other source that is going to beat it with telling you what happened in the past, in the context of what I am talking about right now, right? Who are the people in the world? This is the book for you to find out. And it only have two species. These folks are not going to tell you that they are two species. But it's two species in the world. It's a textbook. And it is enough for me because I don't know of any other source tells us about the past to contradict this very subject that I'm talking about, who came first walking on the planet. It's the hominids. And in other words, the first word I learned about that is bipedal. BYPEDAL. Okay, I think that's the way it's spelled. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I think that's the way it's spelled. Yeah, bipedal. Okay, they are the first. Primates. Hominid is a species. And they left from Africa and go up into Europe. Well, you tell me, where did they go? Look, at that time, the record shows they are not civilized. You know that. I mean, monkeys are not civilized creatures, right? Well, that's where they come from. And it is different types. There are different types of apes, monkeys. All right. These folks wanted to go to a cooler place, so they go into Europe, and they claimed, I'm not sure whether or not they were into Asia, like they say, because they like to tell lies about themselves, right? Whether it doesn't make any difference whether they were in Asia or just in Europe, it doesn't make any difference because they are the same species. They don't talk, okay? And the name Homo erectus was a popular one. And up to when I just start to read and notice a few things, I used to see Homo erectus a lot. But I notice of late, I'm not seeing them use Homo erectus. And I think there is a reason for that. You see, they're shifting from their own species and begin to call themselves by human species identity. That's what they are doing. And you might think I'm crazy. No, no, I am not missing this one. Okay? What they do is that they wanted to become human beings, and that's what they went after. And that's what they are here today. That's why they are alive. They should have been dead off long time. Really. It's our blood they are using to save themselves, because what happened to their ancestor? The hominid. You can only see them a picture in a book. You see what I mean? Why now they are now calling themselves sapien? That is human species identity. And they are taking it on like they take on a whole host of other things from us and I take it for themselves. Listen to me. When you see them out there talking about government, and I'm here writing and telling you, they don't have no government. AD and Adamani is not no civilized government at all, at all. It is all cleave bubble nonsense. And I'm telling you that, and people think it's a joke. I'm not joking. I am here, and I'm talking. And these folks would have loved to do something, not say we like to kill me or anything, but they would like to shut down anything we African people are trying to establish for ourselves, right? Because everything that is written civilized is for us. We shouldn't be going around like we are right now, afraid of white people them who kill us off in the millions. We should not be in that position. But there is a reason why they are now acting like human beings. And they kick us out and say, out of our own place in the Western world. And remember, I tell you, nobody was in the Western world when we came here. How did we get here? The gods created us. And they are the ones who own the planet. If you don't know. So we have a problem with these white sodomite hominids. We have a problem with them, but we don't know. When I'm sitting here and I'm telling you the God's given truth. And it's going to be difficult for people to understand that. I didn't understand it either. But I tell you about what your reading principle and discipline can do for you, right? When I ask someone about, did you learn to believe things in a class? Did they give you a class or if you do that? No. So you have a whole bunch of class that you take, right? Different subject matter that you take in the classes. But what about belief? Did they give you that? All right. No. Nobody. I asked Neil deGrasse, had they given him to do believe? You know, tell you how to believe things or not. At the rate that we are using the word and say it is believe, then don't you think it was to be? That academic teach you that? How you to believe something and not to believe? It sounds reasonable, right? Well, I asked the Grisly that, because he's an astronomer, right? And he said, first of all, he sounds like, oh, what? What are you talking about, right? And I repeated to him, and then, you know what? He wake up to it and say, like he get to understand what I'm saying. Did they teach you how to believe things and not to believe? And he said it to me and, say, yeah. And he said, oh, no, they didn't. And he said, but I don't know what type of class that would be. Now, that's very thoughtful, you know. because he sees that, no, we don't have no class to teach us that, but yet still we believe in everything. He himself was using that word, why I ask him. You know, why is he using this word believe, I mean, in the way that he's even using it? We're not supposed to be using believe like that. You know, like, oh, I believe and like this. And no, you should talk about knowledge. He meant to say knowledge, but he's saying, according to the white people, confusing society. Even this man, who is an astronomer, is spoiled in his speaking, because you don't put a situation that you are just merely believing it is. You don't know, you don't have a knowledge that it really exists. Right? And somehow you behave in favor of the thing that you don't know, but you believe. That's not the way it's supposed to go, because a whole bunch of stuff are going wrong when your attitude is taking you that way. We are not supposed to believe anything at all until we have a reason to, you know, act upon something that for some reason we think it's okay. We don't see the outcome yet, but we want to put some confidence in there. You want to believe that it will be all right. Well, it depends on what that is. It depends on what the thing is. It depends on who the person is that you're dealing with. If you want to, like, put some trust in them, it means believe. You believe. You have a belief and confidence that things will work out. It depends on what it is and who the person really is. Because some people, you can't trust them with anything. People come to you and deceive you and destroy your life, right? And you should not believe it. You shouldn't act upon it in any kind of way. So believe and knowledge is two different energy. Okay? Now, if I ask you, did they teach you a class in biology and other things, you would tell me, yes, of course, you know, arithmetic and so forth and so on. You would tell me, yes, you learned that in school, because that's the reason why we go to school, to all learn all these things. But what about belief? Why couldn't you believe those things? You know, and since belief is so strong, why you have to even go to school? Why can't you just believe and sit at home and everything work well? It does not. You need to get knowledge. And that's what school is all about. Get knowledge to put the ability and for you to use your sense of reasoning. You can't just do things so, I mean, at face value then. You know, you can't just take some things at face value. You have to go deeply into these things and search it out to see whether or not you should put anything into it. You see what I mean? So believe is so different. It is not as you learning something, because once you learn the skill, there you go. You know, it's the knowledge you want. And look at what is going to happen when you have the knowledge, and especially if you have good reasoning. There you go. Now, that is higher learning. Of course that is higher learning, but who's going to teach you that in school? You see what I mean? So a lot of people get out of school, and of course they're brilliant, they're bright and everything, but if you ask them some primary things that you see as the sun comes up every day, and you know, the clouds in the sky and different things, and you think about the sun comes up, we say, in the east every morning, and depending on where you live, what place you live in and stuff like that. All right. So you see the sun comes up in the horizon in the east. And, you know, a lot of us, like in Jamaica, we don't have watch. We don't, you know, we poor and stuff like that. We don't have no wristwatch, you know, a clock or something like that. At certain stage, and sometimes, you know, if we ever, I don't remember that we did even have any clock. We lived by just watching the sun. You see what I mean? So what I'm trying to say to you is the value of you knowing words and the definitions of words. And when you get the knowledge about something, what is going to help you with that knowledge is your sense of reasoning. Your reason. You know what to do with this, and you know what to do with that. What happens when you have the thing, but you don't know if it's with it? That's the difference. You see? And what it means to put your knowledge with reason and know what to do. Because there are different ways in which you are to adapt to do certain things. So, yeah, our people live by reason, okay, and distinction. They know how to do certain things. All right. What I'm trying to tell you now is we have a situation where we were created. This is important. How were we created? These white people are making us know that we were not created at all. Look at the way they write the Bible. They're talking about Adam and Eve in a garden, but they can't tell you the details. We live off what they say God and the serpent talk about. And we don't know until this day, we don't really know anything about this serpent, except they write it in the Bible. You imagine people writing in the Bible that the serpent was created in the 6-day creation that God made. We don't know nothing about that, but we believe the Bible. We believe it's in the Bible and it's God's word, because the white people them tell us that. From I was young, growing up, and see the churches around, I always wonder in myself, you know, about all of these churches around, you know. And there is nothing more to it, because nobody's lecturing you and tell you why these churches exist. Nobody don't go into that. You see what I mean? So my mind begins to search these things. And it goes as far as we have a blight brain. We African people, we have a blight brain, a retarded brain over 100,000 years. It's not a joke. And you wouldn't recognize it if you don't hear me say it, if you don't have a reason that show you that, right? It would have to take someone who is thinking, and your thought penetrates certain type of existence, and you begin to like figure out stuff like that, because that's intangible stuff. Your mind is intangible, thinking about the earth and the function and stuff, and you can get to know certain things with your intelligent mind, right? So you follow the motion, like the sun and the moon, and you figure out certain things. How do we get the calendar with the months with the day, the week, the month, and the years. How do we figure that out? It is already there, you know, in diagram for us to look at it. But now, by observation, we are to able to break the whole thing down and see how it came about. And then it makes sense to you how it works. But if you don't have that type of mind, there are a lot of things that you're only going to eat and drink water and stuff like that. But you don't really understand certain function that could make you somebody more productive to yourself. We'll apologize for sins of Catholic. You know, I have this article. It's what is called USA Today, right? And Kathleen Grossman is one who writes, you know, for the USA Today company, Kathleen Grossman. I used to see her picture when I was on Facebook. I don't know if she's still out there doing things. However, what is interesting about this article about Pope John Paul II, who decided that he was going to apologize to the African people for things that they have done to us past 2,000 years. You see? And they did us a lot of bad things, and there was no church coming from back there when they decided to raise up Christianity. I don't know at what point they call it church, but what I'm trying to tell you, these are the white people. You talk about the Pope. These are the hominin that I am telling you about. And they make up the system after they have learned certain amount of knowledge from us. That was before they know anything about church. But they learn certain principles, and they decide, because they are sodomites, you know. It's the difference between them and us. They're not supposed to be among us. It's for real, because they have a lot of disease. They're a monkey. They're a monkey. And what they did to us is something that gets into our bloodstream, and our brain went wacky over 100,000 years. And it's the reason why we are the kind of people we are. But guess what? We don't know that something is wrong with us, because it happens to us gradually, and we wean away from ourselves. But if you read, when we were created 200,000 years ago in South Africa and developed a lot of, you know, procreate and have a lot of, you know, generations throughout that time, right? Because you just need to live like 16 years and you become a mother or something like that, and all kind of, you know, things happen. So over these 100,000 years, we grow and grow down mentally, and did not know there was nobody like to tell us that something wrong with us. But something happened between these sodomites and our people. And they never go away. They thrive off the what happened. And they are the one that caused it to happen. They are the one who did it, and are writing a Bible later on and talk about we were born in sin and the talking serpent. And those things are not true. It's just not true. But guess what? I don't think if I was reading fourth grade level, I would have found out. I don't think so. But for the person I am, I am just me, right? And I have a big bunch of siblings, right? Say about 11 of us. Well, I happen to be me. All right? And the me that I am cause me, it restricts me to just want to know about certain things. You know, I wasn't no problem to anybody. But I come to want to know things. And, you know, I wanted to write a book, although I couldn't read, you know, well and things like that. But that's the way I am. That's the way I am. And I happen to, like, get to find out things that I would not find out. Things that are dear to know. And I have, you know, quite a few books that I come by and I find out they're telling me about what I want to know. Because I knew what I wanted to find out. You know, there are people here and there are a lot of things to know where we're coming from. There were, you know, a lot of things that I wanted to find out. I wanted to find out where come from. Okay? And it is that type of mentality that I have. Now, today, I'm looking at the circumstance of our people, we who come from Africa and come to the Western world, and why, how, you know, I am saying that what I am noticing is something that is strange. And I cannot accept it. I cannot accept that white people invade us 100,000 years ago and cause their bad blood to get inside of us, and we don't have any more sense much to be who we are supposed to be. And we just go like nothing happened. They do anything they want to us. Not one place, not two places, not three places. And they are coming from monkey. White people coming from monkey. And we are here, don't care. And look, is not one of us they kill in America. Before they come to America and kill millions of us, they kill our Neanderthal cousin. Yes, that's what they do. If you sit out there and you think that we must just allow this white hominid, the only homosexuals, they don't come here and make laws for us to marry each other, to fuck each other's asshole, and we sit on and allow them to do it. Like, amen, that's it. All these whole bunch of nonsense that they write that don't make no sense, we sit and let them do it. And say, only them could make government. And it's not, that's not what the history says. Okay? So, I'm telling you, who creates us, don't create them. They are telling us, oh, we allow these faggots to do that. No, we don't come from that origin. You hear? And these, you know, fucking batty white people are, you know, feeling. Don't you see? They you see the way they talk. The way Trump talks. Yeah, they you know, and they over there in Syria killing people, in Iraq, in Israel, them call it. It is Palestine. They don't have anything that is true. When I'm telling you, these folks got to get out. I'm serious. They full of disease. They use it and kill us. It is on PDF. Tell you, the history is there for us to read. And we're not reading. We're going to church. We're believing in Jesus. I ask you for the knowledge for Jesus. You can't tell me, but you believe in Jesus. You know what? I believe in the tornadoes, because tornadoes is not people. It is the force generated by the Elohim gods. You see what I mean? And when we are so retarded that we are not able to understand where we're coming from. Right? You know you have a birth certificate. And you understand why you have a birth certificate. But you don't understand why knowledge exists. Why you do not know why knowledge exists, but you like to believe. And believe is not something that anybody create for you. The gods create you like that. We don't need that these white people, it's just an effort for them to feed their interests that we don't know no better, so they can do anything to us. It's not true. You see? And, you know, by me talking about it, it is a force to be reckoned with. And if you want to believe in these things and don't think that there is a way to see things differently, you think that's all you got to do is to believe the Bible. And all I will telling you, it's a homosexual institution. They don't belong among us. They kill us with their disease. We never have no disease. Counting the dead. That's what they like to do. And that is what is bugging me. That's what is bothering me. Because they don't think all the places that we come and settle down, they don't think it is ours. Here the Pope is saying he's going to apologize for sins that they do to us. And you don't see it. And when I tell you are retarded, you don't think so. You think you are you. And you think the God of the Bible make you the way you are. So that 100,000 years ago, you were untouchable, but not now. And you have a Bible that these white homosexuals, they write, and you don't think so. You think Jesus is for real. I read and know no Jesus, no real, but you believe Jesus is real. And it doesn't matter what I say, it don't matter to you, because you think the church is the only thing that God put, you know, for you to praise God and stuff like that. I know that's not true. All right? And at least if I ask you pertinent question, you should be able to answer about the validity of the Bible and what it is saying. When I raise contradiction all over the Bible that they write, God himself is an idiot in the Bible, because God is all-knowing, the Bible said, all over the Bible. God who created all things. And you can't find one natural way that you could make it be true. Not one way. So you don't have a clue at all, because your brain, like I say, has fallen over years upon years upon years. You lose your brain. Now, I come to find out why. And I'm able to tell you why. But guess what? The part of your brain to make you see when something is negative from positive, you lose it. And in some cases, you can be redeemed if you use the purity of words. And when you read, you can determine whether or not what you perceive the Bible is saying and what it actually said. And you say, wait a minute, no, like the wise men. The Bible tells you directly that the wise men were following a star. That's what it began to say. Matthew 2. And what happened? Because a lot of people don't read the entire chapter. They read just certain parts of it. So they don't see where a link is taken out of the context. So therefore, you really never get the full impact of the wise men following a star. But if you had read on, continue to see what transpired in that chapter of Matthew 2, you would find out that the star did not go straight to the baby and stop. I didn't know that until just the other day. And what transpired after that, you to read it and find out. I'm giving you some help. I'm not telling you everything about that. I'm telling you that something happened. Did you know that the star stopped over Herod's? Herod was... I'm not sure if Herod was a European. I don't know if he was a European, because in a lot of times in these cases, African people, you know, go look for a job or something like that and work for these white people. So I don't know. However, it is known in the Bible that Herod worked for the so-called Romans. And even so, these white people were never Romans. But they come in and establish themselves as Romans, and we assume that they are Romans. And it's not true. You see, I don't have any kind of, I don't have no negative feelings of driving white people. It's not just one territory. It's all around the world that do the same thing. Okay? All over the world that do the same thing. Now, the only reason why you, as an African person, don't think anything wrong with it is because of what I told you. Your brain is retarded because you don't have, you know, you go home and see somebody breaking into your house. It's a smaller principle, but I'm showing you something that is similar to this. These people come and invade where we settle in the Western world. One, two, three, all around. And they began to overthrow our leaders until we don't have anybody in our government to take care of us. That's what they have done. They put our king out and take over, and they don't, you know, it was a kingship rule. It is Roman, Julius Tarquinius, okay, is the gods that establish civilization for us, and these guys come and take it on like they are civilized too. That's what they do. These are faggots. They're not supposed to be among us. But because they put the virus in our system over the years, we turn fool. That's what it is. And now you are subjected to be in their government. If you buy a car, you have to register to them. Every single thing and the very land that is ours, they take and using it for themselves like it is there. Not just one place. You go to Jamaica where they have, a lot of the space out there. These white, honest, fucking white people, them. Backside and everything, them gone with it. Right? Now, you never think about that. Why white people are stealing us right into our faces and make up what they call AD and Adamani. These are stinking faggot white, people that don't know what to do with themselves, and they find some idiots. They find some idiots. You see what I mean? They find some idiots. And you see them out there today, you know, they are going down into the ditches. Okay? And you watch and see what is going to happen. Those of us who take side with them will go into ruin, because there is no mercy on those who reject the creators. Let's play a little tune, Gilbert Sullivan.
A little while from now, if I'm not feeling any less sound, I promise myself to treat myself and visit a nearby town. And climbing to the top, will throw myself up in an effort to make clear to who ever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people saying, my God, that's not, she stood him up. No point in us remaining, we may as well go on, cause I did on my own, alone again, naturally. To think that only yesterday, I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to what wouldn't do, the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, without so much as a mere touch, put me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in His mercy, well, if He really does exist, why did He deserve in my hour of need? I truly am indeed alone again, naturally. It seems to me that there broken in the world that can't be mended, left unattended, what do we do?
Take a person from the church belief, because it is as such that we grow up under slavery. We think what we were taught under slavery to be what we should have been taught. And it doesn't matter how ridiculous it is, it is understandable why we are captive and why we believe these ridiculous things. To us, it is God's blessing. However, we have a mind that can act upon knowledge. Okay? That it doesn't matter how badly you have fallen in your psychological brain, if you have an interest that you want to understand something other than what you find you are restricted to, if you begin to listen and you don't feel like you're committing a sin to listen and to discover, rediscover something, you think, let's say you see me as one who is trying to deceive you, because that's what they write in the Bible. They are the deceiver, but they are telling you no. You see, you have people out there who are trying to deceive you to draw you away from Jesus. That's what they write in the Bible. A good friend of mine who is my cousin, and he's a minister. And when I ask him what state of mind a person, the Bible said, your mind has to be in to believe in the things of the Bible. And I put the question to my cousin. We get along real, real, real good from childhood. But let me tell you something. You know, long time ago, when my cousin told me that he got converted under some four square kind of people back in Jamaica, you know, the one thing came to my mind and said, you know what? You know, it's going to be a bad time for my cousin, because he go get converted under these church people. And it's going to be hard, you know, because I see like he's interested into that church thing, you see, and he begin to follow them. You know what I mean? And something is wrong with these people's brains, so that, look, they believe in Jesus and don't tell them nothing else. But how did I read and find out that something is wrong? They are not budging. Now, I don't know if they will live their entire life and don't find out. What I'm trying to tell you is that it is a realism that if you are holding yourself in a proper mindset, and you are able to make distinction between one thing from the other thing, you can handle an issue that consists of what is in the Bible. And you can challenge the thing because all you're going to do is read it. And you're going to read, and if you understand words properly, you will know when it is saying this or saying something different. Or it tells you one thing now, and later on it tells you something completely different. If you're not able to do that, you are destined to perish in the church. Yeah, because you see, the church is something that they don't want a little piece of your life. They want all of your life to dedicate to it. All of your life. And if you have a piece of land, when you're dead, you give it over to the church to let the church use it. Because you think it is God's plan. You see what I mean? Now, what I am saying, you can read, but you really do not understand how to use words. And that sounds funny, but it's true. You go to work and you read well and you do your work. Yes. But it is different. The same words that you use on your job and do things that are not church things. You do it, and you do it right because you follow what it says. You follow what you're reading, right? But with the Bible, you don't read the Bible like that because you don't see all the things you do at your job and other non-church things, you don't look at it reverently like you look at the Bible that is a sacred book. So there is a spirit there into what you are doing. Because if you check properly and look at what I'm saying, you revere the Bible and the things that are said from the pulpit that it is God's ways. You look at those things sacred and you don't want to blaspheme the Holy Ghost and all that. So it affects you when you read the Bible or anything that is church stuff. You believe it. You don't suspect it because you know anything is God. It's good. And that's the problem. So that when you read the Bible and you read foolishness and you even read that God is lying because God decided that God, who the Bible says, know it all things when he was creating Adam and Eve. But then you find God take back the perfection that he say he has and begin to treat mankind like he never said it, that he was the one responsible for creating them the way they were. We don't read that God didn't make mankind the way he wanted to in a perfect way. And it so happened that, remember now, the Bible, it says when God created us, he said, and what he created, and he said it was good. Now, when I say that to a Christian, a die-hearted Christian, and I show them that, you know, they don't see anything. They don't see anything because the eyes of your mind is blind because you are deceived. You see? Yeah. You read everything and get it right. But when you read the Bible, you don't get it right. Because when you see, I tell my cousin, preacher friend, that Isaiah 6:15 says Jesus did come. Contrary to what some other New Testament sister, New Testament scripture says. Some places, I mean, other places in the Bible don't tell you and does not give you any affirmation that a Jesus ever lived. But because you read that the writers that writing the Bible, we think that them are the men of God, and anything them write is true. So we look at everything in the Bible like it is God's word. It is true. So anything it says about Jesus Christ, it is true to you. You don't see anything else because you're a believer. This is why I'm saying the difference between knowledge and belief. So I am saying that you don't recognize when words are used to reverse something that is said before. You don't see that. And this is the problem. You will never know when the Bible is leading you into the bushes. Right? Because the Bible tells, I read it and I tell my cousin, he said Jesus went up into a hill with a hill of bush. And he did not want the people to come and make him a king. That's what I read. My cousin is telling me, and like mocking me like that is foolishness. This is what I'm trying to tell you with the white people and the church. It is a problem for us to understand. I am saying to you, and I am beckoning to you, that that's not the way you are to look at words. Look at words for what it is. Don't say because the Bible is the word of God, you don't want to judge the word of God. That's not the way words must angle, because the word is spelled the same way in the Bible like it's spelled any place else. So wait a minute now. Why is it when you're reading that word in the Bible and it tells you your mind must be unnatural for you to understand the things in the Bible? Why is it you think that the word natural and unnatural, you think they are different, and therefore when it says that your mind must now become unnatural so that you understand the things in the Bible? Now, what do you know about that word? Why you should agree that an unnatural saying in the Bible is true, and it is an unnatural saying? What kind of unnatural things can be in your mind to make your mind think positive when it says unnatural? How can your mind see things properly in the Bible when what you're reading is unnatural? They're saying in the Bible that your mind must be unnatural to understand all those things that you're reading in the Bible. So even when it says, God says that he repent that he made man, you think something of that magnitude, you think that is true and that it is positive? How can God, who decides change his mind from the covenant that he made man under and decide that it's okay for him to change his mind? And then you go to my cousin tell me, say, but you can't compare God with mankind. So wait a minute now. Where the confusion is coming from? It's God who said he's perfect and all-knowing and he know all things. Now, this is not true anymore, but you can't think, say, oh, God could be wrong. You think that God can do anything. And that's the myth. That is a myth. Only myth, not history. You see, because history couldn't tell you, say, God is perfect and all-knowing and do all those marvelous things and turn around and say, I'm sorry, I'm doing it. You expect human beings to tell you, say, them sorry they did something, because they are not like God that can know all things and see all things. You don't see that. You just don't see that. But I'm beckoning to you that stop trusting the Bible. And that may sound odd to you. But don't trust in things where you don't have. I mean, if you have a natural mind, then it's all right for you to gain assurance that you know when something is wrong from when it's right. And if you're sure that your mind will tell you when it's right from it's wrong, you shouldn't have a problem to examine when you are reading the Bible if you are reading something contrary to logic. Right? And that you cannot take a position that God can turn around and change your mind. Like Jesus changed his mind. Jesus did not want to die for the sins of the people anymore. And all those things are in the Bible, and you don't recognize the word that has evil in there. You don't see it. You can't see it. But if your mind was natural, you would see it. But your mind is not natural. So therefore, you won't see that the wise men are false star. You are not true. You won't see that Jesus go up in a hill and is contrary to what he said he would fulfill and be a king. And the Bible, the New Testament is telling you that, no, Jesus never became no king because he was really here, but he never wanted to be king. He go off into about his own business. When you read that, you should see that's what it says instead of like saying, oh, I love Jesus, I love Jesus. And you don't find out that, you know, you don't even try to find out in Bethlehem, was there a Jesus like what them are read, you are read about in the New Testament? Guess what? You don't think anything wrong with it. And no. You know, it's bad. Yeah, you know, it's a bad thing. I mean, word corruption is something that, if your mind is not set natural, there's nothing in there that is going to appeal to you because your mind is not going to see you who have a mind that is unnatural, you're thinking to the negative side. When you see the truth will not penetrate you because your mindset is wrong. You see, and it's a matter of knowing words because when did you come to the understanding that your mind must be unnatural to be a spiritual person, which means the things that you're reading in the Bible are true. When did your mind tell you that? Say, your mind have to think to the opposite. Which means God did say he was perfect and perfect and holy. And he knows all things. You read that part of the Bible. And that's a positive thing. When you go someplace else and you see the negative for that very same contextual issue, and you agree to go with the negative concerning the same thing. If you cannot tell that something is wrong with that, your mind is really dead. You know, it's like your battery is dead. Because how could you take the mighty God that you trust in, you know, talk about long suffering and all kind of things that God does. And you come now that the Bible says something completely different. You read where God tell Moses to go kill our people and them children and all them kind of thing. Yeah. Right? And you read where the Bible is accommodating that mankind are to do wretched things when God need you to be holy. If you don't see what I'm saying, you are to learn to think without corrupt yourself. And don't think that because it's a God, it's going to be true. Because, hey, it is proven now that the Bible, if you're going to continue to hold the Bible like it is a righteous book, well, everything that God said in the earth that is wrong, you're going to believe it's true. You're going to believe in a Genesis that it says, Abraham, God called to Abraham from the clouds, right? And talk to him and make covenant with him. You believe that. And if you don't see, you know, something wrong with that story, God is a spirit, and that same God is coming down to earth, and he favored men. God favor men. That he will tell the priest to treat the woman with more hostility when she is caught in a wrong. But her husband is treated with you know, like he's done nothing wrong. Those things are in the Bible and you don't see it. A whole bunch of stuff in the Bible that is anti-Christian, and because you believe wholeheartedly and you have no knowledge with your belief. That's why when I said, what is the difference between knowledge and belief? You can't tell me that because your inner eye is blind. I hope you understand something from that, because I would say I'm not trying to convert you to anything. I want you to see things with the brain and know what is right from wrong, because it's the only way we can redeem ourselves from foolishness. All right. I thank you for tuning into the program. And what I'm trying to say to you, that the problem with white people continue to deal, to live among us, it's wrong. Okay? They want us, and they have gain now. White people have gain the upper hand, keeping us from knowing the truth. Yeah. And it means they are a sodomite, they're body fuckers, and it means we are stone throw away from becoming sodomites, whether or not you accept it or not. That's all white people aim at, is making us African become sodomites. That's what they wanted Lot to become. You remember that? Genesis 19. All these things are in the Bible for us to understand. It is not for us. But as long as you believe in Christ and you don't find out that Christ was just in the Bible, the Bible is written for us African people to think that Adam and Eve was created in a garden, right? And we don't see things in the Bible that show it's not true. Those things, you don't see them. So you continue to hold on and believe. And the white people, them can see, they're taking over everything we have, and we don't see nothing wrong with it. So that just show you. That just show you that though they tell you that they are your adversary, you can see that they are your adversary. You think you is like you make a separation between what they are saying and what you believe. And you're not reading to find out that you seen something wrong and you can't identify it. And that's a problem, my friend. That's a problem. It's a mental problem. So when you cannot identify things that it's negative from positive, and you can only go with it to the negative, that is a problem. That you're gonna die like that, and you know, and perish really, because there's no use for a person who is locked into negative and cannot distinguish themselves whether or not it's negative or positive. They cannot explain it. And if you ask a question to reveal that it's negative, you won't answer, because you don't want to to compromise yourself. So you have to hold on to the negative. And that's not right. You know, they say, let God be true and all men be liars. But God cannot say he's going to withdraw covenant to create us as a perfect God, and you go along with that. He's going to kill you now, because what? Him never make you good to begin with, and when him say yes, he make man and man was good, he was lying. That is a lie, and you can see it. Listen, we should be able to have our territory and be able to live the life, a precious life, and we are not able to do it because we allow these faggot white people to deceive us and put all of their bad blood into our system, and our brain is dying by the day. Okay? And we will not understand that. So you're dead and you're not understanding anything to revive you. So your battery is dead. Your battery is dead. All right. Now, let me go on now and tell you something about Sodom and Gomorrah. Are there so many tornadoes in the U.S. lately? Legal sodomy and Gomorrah. Why do you think it is here? It is here because of these white people. And they are dragging a lot of African people into sodomy. You see? And you're going to see one African woman with a white woman. Right? Yeah, you're going to see it. And you're not going to see one. You're not going to see two. Because right now, yeah, we're not seeing singular number now. We're seeing plural, both women and men going sodomite. And we don't see anybody opposing the sodomite, like coming out and say, because these white people think that they have laws to prevent anybody from rebuking them or chasing them away, because they claim this is their country. Imagine that. They can say anything because we are dead mentally. No, anytime we begin to show sign of life, I tell you what, they'll know all this old bunch of, nasty stuff that they are talking about, and the position that they are taking, and talk about they have police, they have courthouse and all that. They don't have none of those things, but they convince us that they do. You see what I mean? Now, I'm writing and I am talking the truth. And that they, you know, but this is something that, hardly anybody is going to agree with me. I'm telling them they need to leave our territory. If you know that they just walk in one day and take over our territory, and not one, not two, not three, every one of them, as far as I know, they have control. Okay? And you just lay down and decide to obey them. And they are none of what they say they are. Now, let's prove it. The Elohim gods kill Sodom and Gomorrah once. They promise to kill them again a second time. All right? And if you think that time is not near, I would differ with that. It's very near. For molestation of hybrid, you know, I used to use the word indigenous, but I stopped. I'm not using this word indigenous again, unless it's a slip of the tongue. But we are not indigenous people. And I find out for the first time not too long ago. And because I even wrote it here in what I have. And all right. Hybrid people is fine. But I'm going to tell you the reason why. I know it is not a good word. It is used popularly. And I'm going to tell you why it is an evil word and we shouldn't use it. It was created by these white people who have no right to create nothing for us. White people take over like they have a right to do this and do that and taking over our life like we are not who history say we are. Now, so I need help. I need help to destroy this evil that we are in under, you know, the fact that, hey, we have been condemned because we commit atrocities against our gods and their work on planet Earth. And this is all you see in the church. They're telling you, come back as a prodigal or something like that in the church. You know, they are really mocking us, African people. And when they make up the church with those things and we join those things and think those things are true, it's simply because we don't have that awakening, that knowledge. You see what I mean? And they take on now to write all kind of stuff like the Bible. We don't make up nothing against the Bible. And if we knew what is in the Bible, it would be different. Okay, so it goes on to say here. Yes, the Elohim gods kill Sodom and Gomorrah one time, right? Promise. They promise to kill them again a second time for molestation of hybrid people. Warning. I'm warning, all right? Because we're going to see some things happening and happening lately that, hey, while you're out there and you are, you know, ridiculing what I am saying, the warning is there. And you can think that, you know, ain't nothing going to happen. The thing is, it's going to happen. It happened before. And if you think the gods, they now accept you because you're among us, well, when you're among us, they know what to do to get you out. So if you think that, okay, you come among us now so that when the gods, they come the second time to destroy you, you are hiding among us. Well, no, I have something to read to let you know that. You know, my friends, listen. People also ask, what is the historical frequency of tornadoes. Number one. This average, what? This average. I see. Yes, averages to, what is it? All right, let's see. Yes, it averages to around 9 tornadoes each year. And since when? Since 1950. Now, 1950, you know, is not the time of civilization. It's the time of the uncivilized, A.D. Anno Domini. And it is since when they, remember, they started on us 509 B.C. That's when they overthrew our king and all that in Rome, 509 B.C. Okay? Until 1959, almost 1960, right? The 1990s and 2000 averaged 2023 to 2024. So you can see how much a year there was tornadoes. Watch this. It says, each then year period. So it says, tornado report per year during during each 10-year period. So for the 2010 have averaged around 18 tornadoes per year, right? In 2010, they were averaging 18 tornadoes per year. Okay? Just think about that. Because it's something I'm showing you, that when these white people were not around, we come here like about 50,000 years before these white people invaded, like it's like down in the five oh nine BC, right? Back in that time, they were in the Western Hemisphere and fooling around and doing us a lot of evil things. These sodomite white faggots that you see here talking about, they are, you know, they follow the Jesus, they make a Jesus, and Jesus is A.D. Anno Domini. And nothing, nothing exists like that. I mean, absolutely nothing. If you think these white people are not going to get out of our territory, I tell you what, you're going to find out. You're going to find out. Because all there is, all that is needed to drive white people out is for us to open our eyes and see our position, how we were created. When you find out that the Bible is not talking about your creation, it should create some change for you. It is not talking about your creation. Because like I told my friend, why you don't see that God is prejudiced against women? Why you don't see it in the Bible? and a God who beget a son, Jesus, there is no woman in where they say Jesus is in the heaven. There is no woman there. It's faggot. They're talking about God is a faggot and Jesus is a faggot. And if any time you begin to see that and your heart is turned away from these homosexual people, that's when you will see them leave. But as long as you're seeing them like they are okay, they are enemy of the gods. And so you become enemies of the gods too. And neither will the gods, you know, broke his promise. He's going to be true, but you have got to be true. You have to stay true. Otherwise, God don't do nothing for you. Right? Because you have to be under his care. And you move out and you go under these sodomites who, you know, all they're after is to make us homosexual. Right? You don't follow that. This daughter is a little skewed since only 9 years, 2010 to 2018, are averaged into the total. Okay? Okay? So, let's see now. You can see the average there coming along, right? Number two. Why are there so many tornadoes in the U.S. lately? The high frequency of tornadoes in North America is largely due to geography. That's what they're saying. It's like climate change. That's what these white people want us to think. And they take over now, like, you know, we are not under the gods anymore. We are under these sodomite white people, right? And if you don't understand the danger in this, you're going to sit there and perish thinking foolishness. Now, these are the kind of stuff we're supposed to know. Otherwise, they're going to stay in place and rot away. And you're going to start rot away too, and then waste the goodness that is given to us, right? As moisture, they're going to tell you, these white, sodomite, fucking ass white people, they are telling you because of geography, why the tornado are come so many. That's how they deceive us. Yeah, this is the way they deceive us, because they are the scientists now, and they are only fucking ass white people, and they want us to believe these old bunch of fucking nonsense and corrupt our brain with foolishness. Okay, so they are here now, so they take charge of Mexico, and everywhere belongs to them, and there is no truth in there. There's no truth in there. No truth. Right? So then I tell you about this as moisture from the Gulf of Mexico is easily evicted into the mid-continent with new topographic barriers in the way. You hear what I'm going to tell you? You go ahead with your unnatural mind and believe what these sodomite fucking ass, idiot, uncivilized, they don't want to go back to Europe. No, they want to be among us. Get out. Get out. Tornadoes hit Illinois. Some move through the Midwest. Severe storms moved through central Illinois, causing damage to homes and power lines. Video credit. Hamba real. No resale. Must on screen. So this is what I have here for you today, and hope that you have gained something. These people here, you don't understand these people. You don't understand white people. And because our brain is not functioning right, now somebody like me, I'm not going to have any friends, because I'm talking the truth, and look, like a bulldozer coming through to knock down all these trees. Look, white people, you know, they know that they must run for coverage. When they see somebody like me, the gods is up to something. See how many tornadoes now? All right? That just about almost a day every day, right? All right, and a lot of African people are going to perish, okay? They're beginning to see that they are getting wiped out, just like these sodomite white people. Now, this is the way this PDF reads, right? This was from 2017 proceeding with Smith, one of the reporters, right? He produced this PDF. It began to say this. Counting the dead, estimating the loss of life in the, they call it indigenous. Like I said, it's not indigenous, but you see how popular the word is? It means that these guys were writing and they did not, you know, like find out. These are words that we are not supposed to use. You see what I mean? All right. But they're talking about they were killing us. And he titled what he's writing, Counting the Dead, Estimating the Loss of Life in the Hybrid Ethnic Peoples Holy Cross. You know, they could go a different way besides using this indigenous stuff. 1492 presents David Michael Smith, University of Houston downtown. It begins. During the past century, researchers have learned a great deal about the nature and scope of what Roswell Thornton had called the demographic collapse. Because they kill us, right? So this demographic collapse happened because these white people come here. They're coming from Europe, because that's Europe they come from, right? Thousands of miles. And they started in the Near East, and they begin to come further and further, okay? New Zealand. And Australia, these places, they follow us, okay? After they have accomplished some evil attacks on us and cause our brain to start to leak, okay? And I'm telling you the truth. And how they began to kill us. You see what I mean? But they're coming from Europe. All right. It goes on that Thornton has called the demographic collapse of the hybrid ethnic population in the Western Hemisphere after 1492. As David Stannard has explained, the almost inconceivable number of deaths caused by the invasion and conquest of these lands by Europeans. You see, they're taking away our land. We don't do them anything. Why are we laying down and let them walk over us and talk about a Jesus and all this kind of stuff? These guys, they only make up stuff and tell to us, and they have the weapons and things like that, and we don't have any sense. Even Mandela could not overcome them because Mandela's brain was also retarded. Now, we talking the truth, like I am preaching it right now. They will have to decide what they're going to do. Kill some more of us, or they're going to get out. You see, they have to decide what they're going to do. Because at this stage, they're not going nowhere, you know what I mean? Oh, all right. You're not going anywhere. Let's see. It goes on. That, as David Stannard has explained, the almost inconceivable number of deaths caused by the invasion, but not by anything, not by tornado, not nothing like that. It's by these sodomite white people. Okay? You're afraid to call them sodomites, and that's what they are, and that's what they want. Don't call them no names. You know, see what I mean? Okay, they need to tell you what make them look like and talk like human beings. Since up in Europe, they go up there and they couldn't do none of those things. You see what I mean? So we are here and afraid of them because they have military, they have bombs. And so as far as I'm concerned, they only have their hassle to fuck. Basically, that's what I think about them. They are something more than that. They can go ahead, but I see them as faggots and what they call it, have full up of a lot of what the agape love. You know what I mean? They have agape love to Dickens. You know what I mean? And what is coming for them, they don't have to care, because when it comes and it's gone, it's up to them. Agape. Yeah. So it goes on. It's telling you about we who are innocent. We are innocent. We don't do them nothing. But they think from the spirit that's inside of them, that let them juking each other's in their asshole, right? They don't think of anything but that to kill us and take away what we have. You don't understand? And so they're making up church and call us, want us to be in the church and tell you about Jesus died for our sin and all this kind of stuff. Okay? You're not looking at this here, are you? Now, it goes on to say, the Europeans and their descendants, they are the ones that came down on our ancestors when we are here in the Western world. We don't go nowhere at all. And we are here having no offense to them And these fucking ass decide that they're going to come here and take away everything we have. Okay? And because our brain is retarded and we cannot defend ourselves, our mouth cannot speak to defend ourselves, and we don't have weapons to fend them off. It was not a part of our existence to fight with nobody this way. And this is what happened. Somehow, it was our cause, right? So, well, the time come now when we going to, like, rebuild. We are going to rebuild. We don't want them around. And we have the way to get rid of them. All right? And we're not going out there with no harming, because the military that these faggots have is ours, you know? Yeah. They redo it a lot of times and build it up. But history is showing every single thing that they have is ours. Even the speech that they have is our blood that they get that make them talk. Scholars, he says, David Stannard has explained the almost inconceivable number of deaths caused by invasion of and the conquest of these lands, Europeans. You see what I mean? Taking away our lands, taking away what we have. Imagine that. And you'd like to tell me they are a government? We have government, you know, kingship. And at this time, all the king's laws are there and still there right now. And these, you know, these monkeys that want to be human being, they decide, oh, no, they're going to take it from us and say, and make up a God in the Bible. And you think is a real God, make up God in the Bible. No, these fucking assholes, they're the one who's writing a God in there. And they say, dear God, tell them to kill us and take away the land from us. That's what they write. Scholars have long had reliable information on the size of the indigenous the same bad word there that I don't want to call it, you know, but is our hybrid people. They said that the worst human holocaust and the first human holocaust the world had ever witnessed. You hear me? So we are here in our innocence, and these fucking ass come here and talk about they are going to, like, do, you know, kill us. Scholars have long had reliable information on the size of the ethnic people population in this hemisphere, right? And this country at its nadir around the turn of the 20th century. Yes, they've been knowing. And in recent decades, investigators have developed a range of estimates of the native population in the Western Hemisphere before 1492. Researchers have also amassed considerable knowledge about the role of diseases, wars, genocidal violence. You hear all these things? That's what they bring to America. Enslavement, forced relocation, the destruction of food sources and devastation of the ways of life. Declining birth rates and other factors in the hybrid Holocaust. You see what I mean? Now, my friends, so much here to read, but this is exactly the problem that we are having, and we are laying down now because our brain is no good. Look, my brain is showing me these things, and they don't have anything to block what I am saying. Nothing. So it means I'm telling them, get out. We don't want their fucking ass among us, and we are calling down the tornadoes on them and the other things that the gods have to use on them. And they can stay there until the time is up on their clock, right? I am telling you what is here. We don't go their way. They come here and they get it all on us. We are telling them, get you and it away, okay? And let the wrath that is up there not being used, I mean, bring it here on these faggot monkeys, okay, who want to be human. I would like to see them rid of. It's not a joke. Because there is nothing in this world that justify them and do us what they do. Now, it's for us to wake up and give the praise and the honor to our gods, nothing else. And I want to thank you for tuning in today, and hope that all be well with you. I did my best and hope that you are good. Remember that we have the resource here to take care of ourselves. And don't let anybody fool you. We are going to, like, you know, be good to ourselves and praise our gods who give us everything. Let these faggots go about their business.